Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola. I'm so shocked that it's December and this will be the last episode for 2020, but I am so excited and blessed and grateful and thankful that I'm going to be continuing, and there's going to be more exciting stuff coming up for The Seeking in next year. I'm already planning ahead, and yeah, God is so good. I am so grateful for everything that God has given me, the lessons, the trials, the good, even the bad. I'm grateful for those because it has shaped me into the woman that I am today, and I'm grateful to God. And hence the gratefulness. The title of this episode is going to be called Being Thankful in the Midst of a Pandemic. This year has been extremely hard, and sometimes we forget to give thanks to God. Sometimes we go to God because we want things from him. We want this, we want that. And then when we get that, we still want the next big thing. And sometimes we got to learn how to thank God in the hallway, during the good and the bad. And as Christians, sometimes we always want, and just as human beings, we always want more. So when God gives us that one thing that we prayed for, we're already thinking about the next big thing. And I wanted this episode to, we give glory to God because he is the Alpha and Omega. He is our King. And this month is about being reunited together. I know we're in a pandemic, so in some countries it might be different. Here in England, we're not actually where I am in Oxford, where I think right now we're allowed to meet, but London, they cannot. So we just need to be grateful that we're even alive. Many people out there have lost their life. People die every single day, and we just got to be grateful that, you know what, 2020 wasn't the year that we planned, but we learned, God has taught us different things. It's the year that we seek him more than ever. It's the year that prayer and praise become the warrior against the devil. Those are the two things that as a Christian you must keep doing, because Satan comes to steal our joy, and if we allow him, he will get his own way. So before I dive in, and I want to make this episode would be short, sweet and simple because I want to keep it that way. But before we dive in, I want to pray for everyone. Dear Lord, I thank you for making it to December, Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you because you are enough. I thank you because if I'm alive, I still have a purpose. There is a purpose within me. I pray for every single person that will listen to this podcast, that they will be blessed and there will be a breakthrough for them. Because whatever you have said, that what the power of man, whatever we say, we shall become. Oh, Heavenly Father, if there is people that are in doubt, bring them to you, Lord. Bring them to your word, because they need you, Lord. We all need you, Lord. I pray for every single person that will listen to this podcast. May they gain favor, financial increase. Opportunities will just knock at their door, Lord Jesus Christ. And why? Because you are the Alpha and Omega, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. As I'm speaking, there will be breakthrough coming into people's life. As I'm speaking, there will be amazing blessings coming into people's life. There will be testimonies coming. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, cover us in your anointed oil, that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Right, so the first one, I want to go through a couple of things. So I want to tell you that gratitude, it actually means that you're glorifying God. And this alone will be the right reason to give thanks to him. Because when we're grateful, we are showing God that we are thankful for who he is. And gratitude helps us to see God. It opens our spiritual eyes. And it's a beautiful cycle in giving God thanks. The more we thank him, the more we see him working in us and around us. Gratitude helps us sense God's presence. his personal care and his perfect timing. And that's where it says in James 1:16-17, do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every God and perfect gift is from above. Let me repeat that. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every God and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heaven lights. Let me just break that down. Do not be deceived. Sometimes as Christian, we look for things from this world. This world is temporary. We're not here forever. We should be seeking for the will of God. We should be seeking to gain into heaven. Things from this earth are not forever. And I feel like sometimes people forget that. Materialism, that we want this, we want that. It's just a brand. That will not get you into heaven. What will get you into heaven is glorifying him, giving him thanks, praising him. That's what will get you into heaven. And that's why it says every good and perfect gift comes from the above, comes from God. It doesn't come from mankind. It doesn't come from your friends. It doesn't come from your family. As much as we love them, it does not come from them. It comes from above. It comes from God. Secondly, gratitude put us in the same wave in God's will. We often make God's will out to be some big mystical plan when sometimes it's simple obedience. Sometimes as Christian, we're not obedient. We might hear the Holy Spirit tell us, don't do that. Wait, be patient. But sometimes we jump because we're too impatient. We're not obedient. And that's part of God's will. As a Christian, you must be obedient. If God says, stay there, go through that dark tunnel, keep on going, do not quit. You cannot quit. And trust me, as a Christian, it's hard for me to even do that at times. I'm just like, damn, God, like, really? Do you really want me to continue going through hardship? But he's like, you know what? You're showing me that you're not obedient. God is just like a father telling you off. When you're not patient and you're not waiting for the right time for something to come through, you know what? You're letting go of the blessings. You're missing blessings. The blessings will end up going to someone that is actually obedient. Because a part of obedience is learning to trust God. And I've said this in so many episodes. Trusting is not easy because sometimes we think, but is God there? Like, is he listening? Like, is he going to come through? Yes, he is. But he will come through at his timing, not our timing. He will come through when he knows we are ready for it. And that can be regarding relationships. You might be praying for a boss or a roof. Who knows? And the time hasn't come and you feel like, right, I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. No, you're just not ready. There's still things that God is willing to work on you, shape you into that perfect person so you're able to give that love to someone else. Because when you're in a relationship, it's not only about you. That you become second. It's that person becomes the first thing. Instead of going to display, you'll think, will this impact my other half? And vice versa. So we got to learn how to be obedient. And that's why we got to learn how to just be grateful. I just kept hearing the word learn to be grateful. Glorify me every single day. And another thing that gratitude does, gratitude actually brings peace. Learn to count your blessings. Gratitude helps us see that God, he comes through in all the circumstances. And even God says to us, when we give our thanks, he gives us supernatural peace. That's what it says in the Bible, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. I'll read the line again. Do not be anxious about anything. Yeah, this year has been hard. Yeah, this year hasn't been easy. But by prayer and petition and taking it to God, He will take it. He will take that burden off you. You don't have to carry your burdens. You don't have to. You take it to God. He will carry it for you. And then it says, and the peace of God will transcend and all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Every time I read the Bible, there's the scripture, guard your heart, guard your mind, because that's where Satan will come at. He will come and steal your joy. And he does that by attacking your mind, because the mind is powerful. Whatever you set your mind to, you will achieve it. If you have a negative mindset, then your life will be negative. But however, if you change that negative into a positive, you will have a positive life, a positive outcome. And I'm a witness, I'm a victim of that actually, and a witness because I've seen it happen. Before someone said to me, right, like you really are quite negative. And to be honest, I never thought I was. But one day someone said that to me, and I thought, right, you need to self-reflect. How is your energy? And it was because I would always be like, oh no, like someone will say, apply for this, and I'd be like, oh, I don't think I'll get it. I don't think I'm qualified enough. So straight away, I'm blocking it because whatever comes from your mouth is powerful. So whenever I'm thinking of doing certain things, I'm already declaring it. I'm believing it is going to happen, and it happens because the power of mind is powerful. And another thing is gratitude, the relationship between gratitude, it draws us closer to God because we are learning His kindness. It draws us closer to Him. And then in the Bible, we see that Jesus healed 10 lepers as Jesus walked by. All 10 cried out for healing. Go show yourselves to the priest, Jesus commanded. And as they went, they were healed. Fingers were restored, and all the sensation came back to their face and limbs. They were all happy, but only one was thankful. Only one came back to Jesus, fell at his feet, and thanked him. So don't be like the rest of the other nine. When you get that thing that you've been praying for, don't forget God. Be like that one person that came back to Jesus and said, thank you, Lord. I glorify you because you have healed me. You have promoted me. You have given me that house. You have given me the breakthrough. You have given me that job. That's what in Luke 17:17 says. We are not all, Jesus asked, we are not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Let me elaborate that. Do not be like the rest of the other nine. When you get something that you've been praying for, give glory to God. Praise him like there's no tomorrow. But not only that, continue to praise him during your trials, during the darkness. Continue to seek God and his kingdom because God will never, ever fail you. Gratitude also brings contentment. It makes you a whole new person. It won't make you that person that you always want more because it will make you reflect and be like, you know what? I have enough. I have a roof over my head. I have food on the table. I have amazing parents. I have a good family. I'm grateful for that. If we aren't grateful for what God has given us, we will never be satisfied. We will never be satisfied. We would always want more, more, more. Being thankful is the key to content. It will fulfill your desires. You will have enough. You will look at it in a different perspective, a whole new mindset. And 2020 has shown us that we learned, even if we didn't want to learn, that less is more. Less is more. Because you're actually grateful for what you have, being alive right now in the midst of a pandemic, which is currently increasing the cases. Now you're reflecting, you go, you know what? Let's give glory to God because I'm still here. When many have lost their family members, friends, everything, you name it, jobs have gone. That's why in 1 Timothy, verse 6 to 8 says, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and neither can we carry anything out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with this. What people forget is, I have a friend. This was a work colleague a couple of years ago. And he would save. And in a way, I kind of looked up to him because I thought, wow, like, you're saving a lot of money. But then money's the root of evil. And sometimes he would, like, we would go out into town and I noticed that he would be quite stingy with his spending. Like, I'll say to him, oh, treat yourself. Why don't you get this top? Oh, no, I'm saving. But it was like an occurring situation. It would always happen. And I thought to myself, wow, like, you might have all that money in the bank, but at the end of the day, you're not taking that with you. And I would always say to him, you always save up. You're not enjoying your life. You're not living in the present. You're living in the future. You're not even enjoying what God has given you. You always want more. And even to this date, he's still the same person. And I could have easily been influenced by his attitudes. But I chose the right path. And even in 1 Timothy, it says the same thing. We were born naked. We came into this world with nothing. I'd rather leave this world with the word of God and cover with his love. Then continue living in this world with Chanel, Gucci brands. They don't bring me joy. They don't bring me happiness. The word of God brings me happiness. And the word of God. And someone said to me last week, actually, which I posted a quote on Instagram that I wrote. One of my close friends, she said to me, the way that you speak about God and you can tell your love for God. And, you know, what she said to me is this, your love for God is so evident. And that's true. Because I always said that I want people, when they meet me, they won't meet Fabiola. They'll see God pouring out of me. His words, the light, Matthew 5:14, I am the light of the world. They'll see the light and God's word and presence and love before they meet me. And I always said that. I always said that. My love for God is deeper. If God says, jump that bridge, I will jump. Will I question it? No. Because I'm just like the three boys from Daniel chapter 3. I trust in him. And I'm obedient and I'm learning to be patient. Because God has... what he removes, he will replace 10 times better. And trust me, this year, God has removed people out of my life that I thought that would be in my future, in my life forever. But he's removed them. And was I upset? Yes, I was. I was devastated. But what God reminded me of that when he takes, is because he's going to replace with 10 times better. And that's exactly what he will do. Another thing, gratitude deepens faith. Keeping a record of God's past faithfulness is a faith boost. When we face new difficulty, we can always reflect back and think, God came through. He did that for me. So why can't he come? He can move that mountain. Yes, he can. And that's why Psalms 136 verse 1 is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Sometimes we seek, as human, we seek love for human, for mankind. Their love is temporary, but God's love is forever. And gratitude leads to joy. The overflow of gratitude is joy. Realizing God's goodness and mercy, even in the heart, is a getaway for joy. That's why in Psalms 126, it shows clearly, as the Hebrew exiles send their thanks to God from bringing them back to Israel. I would always pray that Psalms. And Psalms 126, verse 1 to 3, when the Lord restores the fortunes of Zion, we will like those who dream. Our mouths were full with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. And another scripture that whenever I'm praying, God would give me Psalms 30, where it says, sadness comes at night and sorrow comes at night, but joy comes in the morning. The Lord will convert those sorrows, every single tear, and he would flood you with blessings. So my dear brothers and sisters, continue seeking God, because he will come through. When you're exhausted, take it to him. When you're tired, take it to him. When you're mentally drained, take it to God, because he will deliver you from the mud pit. He will move that mountain that the devil has plotted against you, because no weapon against you shall prosper. Gratitude defies Satan's lie. The more you give thanks to the Lord, the more he will get angry, because he knows you have chosen the right path. He will plot against you, but God will turn every single arrow towards your enemy. And another thing that gratitude does, not only does it attack Satan, but it guards you against envy. Because sometimes, you know, we can be jealous of other people and what they have. Be grateful. Clap for your friends when they have achieved their goal, because you don't know how much it took them to get there. You don't know the hardship that they endure to get to where they are, to get that house, to get that job, to get that promotion, to be in that relationship. Remember that God has given us far more than we deserve. And there is enough for everyone. So we can cheer and clap for people, then compare. A heart full of gratefulness has no room left for envy. The old me, yes, I was jealous, and I admit it. I would be jealous when I see my friends, how do I word it? When not even job. Like get the job or anything. I'd be grateful when I see people in relationship, because I want to be in a relationship myself. And I feel like people know this, but within the years I've matured and I realized that I'm actually better off being single, because I'm focusing on God. And that's what God wants for me right now for this chapter. He wants me to focus on him, which is exactly what I'm doing. But I've learned to clap for my friends and not compare my life to other people. And that's why it says Psalms 138, chapter 1, I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will give you thanks with all my heart. And just to conclude, I got two more points, which are gratitude helps us to live in the present. Wherever you are, be all there. Wherever you are, be all there. And what that quote means is kind of saying, live in the present. And that's something that I've learned this year. It took me years. I'm 26. It took me 25 years to get there, but I got there in 2020. 2020 has opened my eyes. 2020 is the year that God has rebirthed me. 2020 is the year that I found my purpose. And this is my purpose. And now I'm living in the present. I don't worry about the future. Why should I worry about the future? Because God has already written my book. He has written my life, my future. So why should I be worried? All I have to do is trust him, praise him, continue doing every single day, not forget about him. Speak, preach about his words. And I know that God will give me more than what I deserve. Lastly, gratitude is a testimony. When we thank God and acknowledge what he has done for us, we proclaim a personal, caring God to the world around us. We show that we are happy and with what we got, that peace comes from what we have. Peace comes not from what we have, but who we know, which is God. That's why Psalms, and I want to end this podcast and this episode with Psalms 105:1, which says, "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done for you." So whenever God has come through, share it. Share it with your friends so they may hear that God has done it for you. So they will trust and keep on going. Because if he can do it for us, he can do it for you. We are no different. We're all the same. And I'm so grateful, guys. So I'm going to end with this podcast, and I hope you will grow to become more thankful for what you have. You will learn that being thankful is a testimony itself. I hope everyone has a beautiful Christmas. Be safe, be kind to one another, and be thankful, because that's what matters in this life. You've got to learn to be thankful and give gratitude to God. And remember Psalms 105. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done for you. So God bless you all. And I just hope that we will have a better 2021. 2021 is the year that myself, and I know all of you that will listen, will achieve every single goal that you will set out. So by the end of 2021, we will come back and say, God has done it again. Another year that he has blessed me. So thank you so much, and God bless you.